There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
So happy. That's good. All right, should we go? All right, that's Marcus. I'm Ben. And then we got over that guy. We got over there. We got that guy over there. Who is that fellow? He's mysterious.
Hold your gems in your hand to feel the healing power of Earth's nodes.
Whoa.
Yes. Welcome to the age of Aquarius, my friend.
Ooh. I don't want to go.
Take your shirt off, girls. I'm the president of the new age.
I feel like that's how everybody got laid in the 60s.
Everybody, really show me your butt. Yeah, we're going to do some meditation while nobody's got any clothes on.
Is this still about protesting the Vietnam War? I don't understand why we're here anymore.
The war is never going to stop unless we play groovy enough tunes.
That's not true. The hippies lost!
Hippies lost. War will always be around.
I think today we're taking a departure from some of the macabre.
For the most part.
For the most part. There's some in there. But basically we're talking about energy lines.
Energy.
Ley lines. Earth.
Ley lines.
Energy. Harnessing the power of the dolphins.
Mm-hmm. That's a good dolphin, right?
And can don't we put some more dolphin noises in there?
Oh, of course.
Hey there, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Get off my ass! Dolphins rape.
They actually rape. Knowingly rape. Yeah,
but
they
don't forget about the...
the sound of a dolphin
whales.
Getting raped.
No, the dolphin's bigger, friendlier brother, the whales.
The whale. Oh, look, big whales coming to play.
And also a group of the worst pieces of shit on the face of the planet, people known as indigo children.
Mm. Indigo children. Let's get to this Earthlines situation.
Now, Earthlines is something I started researching because we've talked about a number of times on the podcast, a thing called reptilians and the war going on between human bloodline, the reptilian bloodline. It's
coming
happening
soon.
Right now. If I'm going to say right now, you can't even forget about it.
You can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't smell it, but it's happening, people.
But there's a number of people mention all the time that a part of what the war between the reptilians and humans is that it's occupying enemy territory. And the idea is that, they kind of blow this off all the time, is that the Earth is surrounded in this energy grid, and then a lot of important places, such as Stonehenge, the pyramids,
your Wi-Fi situations with your internet porn when you're watching it on their Amtraks.
I'm trying to stream Dragnet again.
Absolutely.
Loving Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd.
Bring
in
it back.
You know, but
Detective Friday. That's a day. You know, that's not a name.
That's not a name.
Tom makes it his cheeseburger phone.
This makes me think of fucking Juno, and I want to set the world on fire.
That's sad. Sad, sad.
Fucking hate Juno.
Let's get back to Earthlines.
Come at me!
No, it's fine.
You want to talk about fucking Juno?
This is what happens when Henry talks about a romantic comedy called Juno, or a dark romantic
fucking
comedy.
Fucking hate
I
Juno.
Guess. It's a
so bad.
Bad. That's
so
okay.
Bad.
It doesn't matter.
It's a shitty town in Alaska.
Okay. That's good. At least we're getting closer to Earth and Earth lines.
Basically, the idea is that reptilians have a power over certain points where churches are, important churches, because they've been using the guys
what kind
of the Catholic
churches?
Church.
Like the Vatican? Things like that? Is that how
the Vatican is just the Vatican is just a gigantic trampoline room filled with kids' cum all over everything.
Makes it tough to trampoline with
bunch
all the
of fancy jism. Statues with dicks you can suck.
Oh,
that's what they do. They put all these dicks on the statues. The priests can start practicing sucking the dicks on the fucking statue.
Are they little dicks on these statues or long
Yeah, really
dogs?
Tiny little ones.
Really
they
tiny.
Fucking fit the whole set in their mouths. And the priests are all laughing and spanking each other. All just slapping each other on the back. Congratulations.
Really?
Good work, everybody.
Now you can become the priest or a pope if you can suck off as many statues as possible.
If you can make a statue come, then you can become pope.
Ah, so sometimes a statue of Mary might weep out of her eyes or something like that. But if you can make a stone statue actually ejaculate, you could be pope.
You are pope.
That's what the gray smoke is. It's statue come.
Yeah,
they just
well,
put all the popes, all the potential popes in one room, and the first pope to make a statue come wins. wins.
Yeah, they play Lowrider on repeat, and they just listen to Lowrider and fucking blow the hell out of his head. And then, I mean, there's a couple actual kids there to help them warm up.
Oh, yeah, you have to have some eye candy.
Yeah.
You know, no doubt. Or maybe they just start painting a bunch of kids silver. I'm just like, is he a statue now? Stand real still. Let's pretend.
Back to ley lines.
Yes.
So the idea is that Earth is surrounded in these sacred, powerful lines, this energy grid that the reptilians and humans can harness in order to fight each other. There's also this idea that the ancient Egyptians.
Isn't that just like gravity and things like that? Like
that plays into it.
Okay.
In ways I don't understand. That's the thing, is that every single time I was like, I started getting into the research of it. I mean, like, so how, though? What do you mean by energy grid? What does it even mean? And no one could tell me anything.
Can I just say this when you talk about your research? Because Henry emailed Marcus and I some documents. Just stop with the green font on your black starry page.
There's just no reason
for it. It's impossible to read these websites. I'm just trying. The words aren't hard. The situations are relatively simple to understand, but I just cannot wrap my head around who designed these websites.
It's like the MySpace graphics on either side of the dolphins just like going into the water.
I'm looking at like the North Star in the background of this page, and with the green.
It literally hurts my eyes.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. It's got the little Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy guy.
I hate it.
Putting out the tongue.
It doesn't make any sense.
The Domino's Noid is just jumping around the page half
the time.
It's just
all the free clip art you could get.
Stop. Just normal. WordPress me.
I do have some information about the grid.
Let's do it.
All right. Reality. All of it.
What is it?
Is a holographic grid program created by consciousness that repeats in cycles and can be best understood by studying sacred geometry. Now,
so couldn't be clearer.
Why don't I have gold pants? If that's the case, like, why don't I have gold pants right now? You know, if I can make all this up.
Yeah, why don't I have two, like, floating boobs by my head at any given point? Yeah.
I want to record in a studio that looks like a post-apocalyptic Russian world. Like,
hey, Ben, you want some coffee? You want some milk? And I just reach over and squeeze the breast. It's just, like, next to me, like, Oh, it's up for me now.
This is
great. Daddy.
I'm happy we get to create our own world.
I studied a little bit of sacred geometry last night. By studied, I mean I tried to decipher it for a good 5 to 7 minutes. And what I found out is that sacred geometry is the sort of, like, that plays into ley lines and why certain sites in the world are connected to each other through different parallels. You can draw a line, say, from like Easter Island to ancient Sumeria.
Which is really interesting, and there's a lot of theories about that. I was reading about that. It's like there's a lot of people who say that, you know, that Indians just sort of like they were just roads. These things were built on straight lines because they say how they worked in straight lines. And if they had to walk over a mountain, they would just walk over the mountain because they knew that was just the fastest way to get there. And then there's a lot of also, there's another form of thought, which is this idea that the Earth started off as a giant crystal and that, like, has rounded over time and has become now, and now the original lines that was the crystal that Earth was at the very beginning, like a gigantic grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Or a piece of sand on a never-ending cosmic beach.
Sure,
that now it's rounded over time. Yeah, you know, and now that those lines are still important for some reasons.
Well, so people didn't need the highway system that we created with our overreaching government.
Instead of cars, they had their feet. And instead of shirts, they had bloody animal skins.
Ah.
And instead of marriage, they had rape. And instead of hats, they had just big skulls that they find in the street.
Which doesn't keep me warm at all. It's actually really heavy.
But humans were bad for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They relied on the Lord's highway system. I mean, they're not going to be perfect.
I mean, we're just now starting to come out on the other side.
If at all.
I mean,
we just have Nikes and laptops now.
Yeah.
That's all we have.
All we needed was distractions to keep from killing and raping each other.
I just sounded like a communist leader for a second. You with your Nikes and your Reeboks. You listen to your tube visions.
Yeah, and I did mention the Lord's name, so let me just even out the show. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. In physical reality, back to grids for a second, grids are electromagnetic energy, thus creating polarity or duality of experience, always seeking to restore balance and forever in spiraling motion.
Yeah, but what happens when I drop a bunch of pork out of my fucking tray?
You cry?
When I don't eat it, when I've already paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the balance then?
The balance is you probably don't need to eat pork, and it's better that it's on the floor.
I don't have any fucking energy grid telling me what I can or cannot eat. I'm an American.
Yep, that's right.
I'm a new American libertarian.
Oh, wow.
You can't tell me I can't put Nikes on.
What is telling you that?
Also,
you just don't have any money, sir. You have to leave the store.
I'll wear shoes. You got shoes everywhere. You mean to tell me I just can't have these shoes?
That number is a price tag.
I do what I want. I'm an American.
We're just going to arrest him. You know what?
Well, also, in my study of grids, I also found out about this wonderful occult concept known as the 33rd parallel.
Ooh, yeah. The magic number 33. Everything dies.
Yes. The 33rd parallel runs all around the Earth, and it runs through many horrible sites, and it also runs through Tucson, Arizona, where the actual...
which is pretty rough.
It's pretty,
pretty
rough.
Pretty
it runs through... The Freemasons were founded on about 15 miles away from the 33rd parallel, and it runs through 8 different death rows.
That's
all around the world. And what it said is that these death rows, when they execute these inmates, the energy from the inmates, quote-unquote, bleeds into the 33rd parallel, and it can be used by the Freemasons who, in actual rituals, use that to gain energy for themselves.
They just got to figure out that carbon engine. You
that's
know,
a big thing. You just gotta get some
blood.
Gasoline. Yeah.
So it's the death. It's the death. They had the death row in Mississippi, okay. Georgia, South Carolina. Abu Ghraib runs through the 33rd parallel.
Those are some pretty highly used death rows too. Yeah. It's not like your floofy, you know, like nice California.
Yeah, your mom and
row.
Pop, like exactly. Mr. and Mrs. Donaldson's death row.
Baghdad runs through the 33rd parallel.
Yikes.
A lot of bad shit happened there.
Oh yeah.
And Bill Clinton's birthplace of Hope, Arkansas.
Abu Ghraib, Bill Clinton. Yeah, worse.
And he, by the way, has been associated with human sacrifice, for he has sacrificed a newborn baby to achieve power and avoid being removed from office during the Lewinsky scandal.
Absolutely.
I agree
with that. Certainly did
that,
and it's just not, you know, not just money.
It's fine, you know?
Yeah.
Bill had to do what Bill had to do. People were trying to chase him out of there. Sometimes you got to kill a baby to be, you know,
if you
want to
get a
president.
Secret blowjob. You know what I mean? Look at Anthony Weiner. He didn't kill a fucking baby.
Kill a baby.
And that's what happens, because when you don't kill a baby.
But then he just had a baby, though. So we'll see if that
fucking
baby
slice that
around.
Baby's throat. Because then sometimes if you send an accidental dick pic of yourself now to your millions of followers, it'll just mysteriously disappear. Yeah.
So will a baby. So what are some other horrific stories, that situations that happened on the 33rd parallel?
Nashville. Runs through Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh, bad.
And Nashville has a famous clock tower that is believed by occultists to be a replica of Trans-Dimensional Stargate in Iraq.
It's just a replica, though? It's not even the real one?
Let me just
it's like
ask.
A planet in Hollywood?
No. The 33rd parallel runs through Iraq as well. So it is, in essence, linking the 33rd parallel. It is linking Nashville to Baghdad. Nashville is also the possible home of secrets pertaining to the Holy Grail.
Yeah, this is my
Nashville.
Question. This is my question is
what
is there a picture? I just want to know, is there a picture of this Stargate clock tower from Iraq?
It's the equivalent of the Statue of Liberty in Las Vegas. It's a replica.
Las Vegas is in direct alignment with Nashville, Tennessee.
God, I feel like everything is just on the 33rd parallel.
And the pyramids in what's that, Egypt, they run through the 33rd parallel.
Okay.
And 9 plus 1 and 32 stories, that is going to back to Tennessee. That equals the pyramid on the U.S. dollar with the missing 33rd story.
Someone just got really upset when all of his Heroes Season 2 got deleted from his DVR and sat down and wrote all this.
Yeah,
and that is why these remote controls need to be made less oil resistant.
Barbara,
because
is...
when I'm eating chicken wings and my fingers are slip sliding all over these remote controls, I need grip marks.
Grip marks.
Grip bumps.
Grip bumps. Think about it. Barb, I told you, don't put my DVD collection all over your magnet collection. It erases my DVD collection.
But my magnet collection's like my children.
Why are we together?
And of course, it all comes back to the Jews.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
No. Hello, all of our Jewish listeners. We love you very, very much. The 33rd parallel has given you a bad rap.
What are these horn devils doing now?
Zionism may have been born on the 33rd parallel. In 1840, an allegation was made that Jews were kidnapping and engaged in ritual murder of two Christians in Damascus, Syria, a city like Baghdad, right at the heart of the 33rd parallel.
That's the thing, it's a city like Baghdad.
No. Damascus in Syria, the site of the Arab Spring, is on the 33rd parallel.
Well, I mean,
I'm just starting to think that he's calling everything the 33rd parallel.
Well, there's a lot. It's a big parallel.
It's a large parallel
all across the earth, and a lot of bad things happen on the earth.
That's also happened on the 32nd parallel.
It's also happened on 32nd Street in New York City.
Two Christians getting killed. Yeah, that happens every day on every parallel.
It goes through Mitten, France, where Aleister Crowley once lived.
He's not evil. Yeah. He was fun.
Aleister? He was a bit of a sex demon, don't you think?
He had a great time.
I mean, I don't know if all the girls that he had sweet, not necessarily legal intercourse with.
They knew what was going on.
I mean, they did know what was going on.
They signed the forms.
Most victims do. I don't think he had a disclosure deal.
When you get to the top of the club, you have to sign the form and you get a card.
No, no.
You know what you're doing.
He's not Michael Jordan, buddy.
You read the newsletter.
I mean, I did.
You looked through the minutes of the meetings. You saw the pictures of the history wall.
I mean, yeah, sure. I've read everything.
I mean, one actually.
I never saw any documents that had to be signed.
I mean, despite all the crazy stuff, the actual, like, the thing that I find interesting most is about the 33rd parallel is the connection with the death penalty.
Yeah.
Is that all of the states that the 33rd parallel runs through is allows the death penalty. All the countries that the 33rd parallel runs through allows the death penalty.
Well, half those countries have the death penalty as a reward. I mean, that's
well, you could also look at that as a sort of like a chicken and the egg scenario where it's like you could say
you
want to
eat both. Number one, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Trick question. Henry came first.
Have you ever made a chicken omelet? Mommy and baby.
Yeah.
But it was just my favorite. But
I'm bringing the family back together.
But you could say that these 33rd parallel lines could maybe bring bad things out in people, but also maybe it's just it's a self-ratifying situation.
Sure.
Well, and one last thing about the 33rd parallel runs through Dallas, Texas, where JFK was assassinated, and every president since 1944 has died on the somewhere along the 33rd parallel in a state that is bisected by the 33rd parallel.
Also, it's where the 10-gallon hat was invented, and
really
everyone knows that the 10-gallon hat is the most racist hat.
That's right, and if you take a 10-gallon hat plus a 10-gallon hat plus a 10-gallon hat plus a 3-gallon hat, you got yourself a 33 parallel gallon hat.
Yeah, I got a 3-gallon hat all on my balls.
And the 33rd parallel is a Masonic conspiracy.
It could be.
Yeah, because 33 is the highest level of Masonic
except
Masonism.
For the super secret levels above it.
Does it anything to do with the Christ's death at 33 or Chris Farley's death at 33 or anything like that?
Yeah, I always think, I wonder if it also has anything to do with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Mans or any other sort of fake things.
It also runs the... Oh, the longitude and latitude lines for the center of Jerusalem add up to the biblical number of 666.
No, it is more like Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
No, they're Jerusalem right. Me. Get out of Syria, Israel. It's bad for all of us.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks for starting World War III. We always love it. Oh, God, they're just like that little brother who goes and picks
they're
the
holding.
Biggest bully, and then they're like, hey, can you go back me up, guys? And it's like, how about we don't?
Yeah.
That would be great.
So let's now take this. So my research here began to take me into the world deeper into the world of the new age. Now, everybody, before we even get into this part of the, of this podcast, pop the shirt off. All right? Because you cannot do this. It's like, go stand near a beach, stick them toes in the sand, because you're about to get a little relaxed.
I was going to say arrested.
If you're on the train.
Just leave your shirt on.
Just do it. Just take your shirt off and enjoy yourself.
Depending on your current life situation, listen to Henry, and then otherwise listen to me. If you are in a spot where you will be beaten with batons, leave your shirt on.
My advice, if you're driving, pull over before you take your shirt off.
That's a good idea.
Anywhere you're listening to this podcast is a free speech zone.
Yes, it is a free speech zone. I don't know if it's a free hairy navel zone. We'll see.
So I was researching, and a part of what they're talking about is that things that are especially sensitive to these earth grids, besides the ancient Egyptians and the horned Zionists, are these...
you really take them to the task today. All
right. Dolphins. Now, dolphins are
they're
beautiful
sweet,
creatures.
Right? They're cuddly. Don't do anything wrong.
They rape. But there's a lot of talk, you know, how sensitive they are. They're incredible creatures. And there's a lot of people. There's a great website. You should go check it out called dolphinwave.org. Really peaceful. Some great imagery on there. Some great MIDI files. Do you feel like really relaxing.
The entertainment business has done a lot to push this sort of flipper version of the dolphin.
Oh, yeah, how innocent mm-hmm. and quote-unquote, I can't see my finger quotes, innocent.
He is doing the finger quotes, very tiny, fat quotes. yeah.
Size 97 font quotes. That's what they are.
That's about right.
Yeah, but yeah, it's the idea. Hollywood has definitely framed the argument in the dolphin's favor.
Why not
That's
whales?
Yeah. But there are some sinister ideas towards the dolphins.
Okay.
Before we get into the peaceful things,
yes,
I was reading a very illuminating article online about how, yes, the United States has been visited and has had contact with over 12 different races of alien kind.
Right. Races or species?
Species.
Okay.
You could also say, but you could say races.
I mean, I don't know.
Let's go species.
Yeah. Like, species. You would never say, you know, Native Americans is a different species because you're going to get put on a couple of blogs. You know? So, which I understand.
Blogs. Not going to like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard we're Jezebel's favorite website.
Yeah, no, ExoJ really loves
favorite podcast.
And then I'm going to put them on my blog because I have to ask the question, who watches The Watchmen? I do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of belief that that one of these, what is considered the most sinister and nefarious alien species, mm-hmm. the gray.
Right.
Maybe descendants from these dolphins.
This is one of my personal favorite little theories out here. How was the gray a descendant of the dolphins?
Using sonar to stun people.
Right, because the grays do use sonar.
Yeah,
and now,
as do dolphins.
As do dolphins, yeah. Okay.
Now,
as
I
do
did
whales.
Not know that.
Do the whales.
Do dolphins you actually
they
use their
sonar
yeah. to
That's
stun
That's how they
people?
Get around.
I mean,
no,
not to stun.
It's
they use it to find fishies.
It says that they kill fish with it.
They no. might. They could.
I don't. Guys, I think you're wrong. I read this article. I forget the name of the website.
I'm going to go to a reputable article.
See?
Oh, you want to look at a reputable article?
Let's see if the dolphin sonar can kill fish. I believe that it probably could. A small
no
fish at a short
way.
Range. Sure,
right?
Why
it's
not?
Sound navigation.
It's sound navigation.
Yeah. They send out the sounds and wait for the sounds to bounce off of other objects and come back the same way an echo bounces back to us in a cave.
So yeah, they're not humans. They can't use their eyes. They can't use their iPhone.
Well, when I want fish, I
go to Yelp.
Mm-hmm. Their eyes are on the side of their heads.
They just walk around like a blind kid on 23rd Street, banging around everything.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of good.
Help me.
You know, hey, kid, I don't know you.
How do I get to Chinatown? I need fish. Oh, the
smell your
no,
way there.
This is a great website. It's www.qtm.net/guybrush/dolphinsaregrays?
I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about the wonderful article by Dr. Richard Butler called.
Oh, no, you put the doctor on there. It's just Richard Butler.
Well, I assume when I'm reading an academic paper that it's going to be written by a doctor.
Yeah. Now, this comes from personal investigation of over 2 dozen abduction cases, in depth interviews with over 50 alleged abductees, so he's putting the skepticism
in there.
General interviews with over 75 alleged abductees. I just don't understand the personal investigation, in-depth interview, general interview. What's the difference?
I don't know.
It's whether or not he has pants on?
I guess it's whether he has pants on or if they go on a second
when
date.
When he's reading about this online?
It's phone, handwritten letter, face-to-face.
Face-to-face.
Okay.
And then awkward touch. Bizarre hug, and then slowly
now,
back away and get away from this guy.
Who's to say that dolphins couldn't evolve into the grays?
Yeah, that's exactly
First,
right.
First, let us examine the physical characteristics. The skin of a gray is
gray.
Similar to that of a dolphin. It's gray.
Yes.
The response
Nailed
to the environment.
It.
On Earth, the dolphins evolve legs and arms to function on land, but later return to the oceans. Where's your facts? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know if that is real.
They just got out, saw a mountain, were like, we're going to go back and reverse a billion years of evolution.
The eyes of grays are described as large and black with what appears to be a protective shielding covering the eye. Many Earth aquatic animals have developed protective outer eye shields
for
underwater use. It is possible that this is a leftover attribute from the grays' ocean origins.
I mean, dolphins' eyes are tiny, though.
Yeah.
And on the sides of their head.
It's not real. None of it is real.
Dolphins have to just, you know... Figure out some good. They gotta get those sweet glasses.
This is really interesting. All right, now we all look at the behavioral similarities. Earth's dolphins use sonar to navigate and stun both prey and enemies.
Sure,
the stun effect is of a which is spelled AFFECT is of particular interest to us. Dolphins can emit a very powerful and focused ultrasonic burst from the front portion of their skulls.
Oh, I thought that was gonna go fart.
To stun
I thought for sure
prey.
This was gonna be a fart joke.
Now I don't. They use this to stun prey and to stun enemies such as sharks and barracuda.
I don't think they can do that.
No, listen. He said it right here. I once saw a film of a group of dolphins using this ability on a very large barracuda.
It was on Sci-Fi at 1 in the morning.
The barracuda
was called Dolphin versus Barracuda.
No, it was swimming towards a bunch of baby dolphins.
Mario Lopez was there. And the rest of the cast from what was that? What was that? Hotel California Dreams.
Yeah.
Remember that show?
This beam could. So now back to the Grays. And the idea is like this beam couldn't be controlled to produce a stun effect as in the case of the Barracuda. The result was a physical paralysis and orientation. I believe that this is the very same technique used by the Grays in Abductions. That's case closed.
Yeah. Case closed. Close it up indeed.
So what you're saying is that Grays evolved from dolphins, but that's the thing, though.
Well, cetaceans, that's what they say. It's like undersea creatures.
Oh, all right, because I was going to ask the question, you know, people say that, you know, humans are evolved from monkeys. That is not true. We are evolved from a common ancestor, meaning that in order for this to be true, then dolphins and Grays had to evolve from a certain ancestor and not dolphins becoming Grays. See what I mean?
Think about
no!
I see it. I see it. But now,
there has to be a missing link in here somewhere.
We'll have to find it. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
So let's now go back to the cuddlier, touchier side of dolphins thing. And how they can help us.
Sure. They can stun large sharks with sonar. And they can rape.
No,
but
no,
they
no,
also
no, no, no.
have a nice.
Dolphins
sweet.
Are like the. Dolphins. They're so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in touch with us. And they're better than us.
Why?
Dolphins
how are,
they
are
better than
how
us.
Are they better than us?
Because they're in the water, and they got stickers. You make stickers of dolphins.
Do you think that they have, like, human stickers? Like, we have dolphin stickers,
and they put them
on their little dolphin lockers?
I think they just, like, draw, like, crude stick figures of humans in the undersea dirt.
Yeah.
And then just cross them out to their babies.
Like us.
And they're like, yes, we must be scared of the humans. Yeah, because
stupid.
Can you imagine how delicious a fucking dolphin must be?
Oh, dolphins probably taste great, but I think if you're a dolphin, a small child must taste 1,000 times better, bones not all formed yet, just a bunch of fat.
So there's a lot of people that believe that these dolphins are very psychically connected to energy grids,
right.
And we want to take everyone through a sort of meditational sequence. We're learning about
but
this.
But why do they think that? Because they have just the way that they flow through the ocean? It kind
I have
of,
no fucking
okay.
clue. What I was also reading about is this dolphin wave thing does this thing where they take, which just sounds wrong. They take wheelchair kids and kids with cancer. They put scuba gear on them. They take them under the ocean to go meet the dolphins.
Right.
And then the dolphins come like, you know, jab their heads at them for like 5 minutes,
yeah.
Then leave, and then they take them up, and they're like, and their behaviors radically change, and it's just like, well, they just saw, like, you know, a 2-ton animal, and it kind of like nipped at their face, you know, I'm sure, and they can barely communicate because they're locked inside their bodies because they have Asperger's. I'm sure it changed something.
Yeah.
You know, especially because they're already looking at us like we're a bunch of weird squiggly blobs, you know, like we're scary to them. So then when they see another thing.
He just kept on mouthing, leave me down here. Leave me down here. Life on Earth is so bad.
There's a lot of people think we have a lot to learn from dolphins, and let's maybe want to put on some music.
Yeah.
And then let's everybody relax.
Is this
take
a meditation?
Take your shirts off. Yeah, just,
again,
you know, pack a bowl, you know.
Well, if you're
just fucking get a Mai Tai.
If you suffer from headaches or if it's for a medical situation.
If you got glaucoma.
You know, pack up a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Take off your shoes.
Well,
just keep most of your clothes on. I don't know why you're trying to get
are you always trying to get
the audience naked? Is how you relax.
This is what I do.
Yeah, you can be fully relaxed in slippers.
Have everyone know that 100% of information that is being spoken on this podcast
it's all
has
naked.
Come from naked research.
Yes, we know that. Everybody freaking knows that. Jesus Christ.
We are now going to delve into what is known is the Golden Water Dolphin Meditation for Planetary Healing.
Bloop, golden bloop, Water.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
A businessman's tub.
Bloop. Is that it? Taft got stuck in a tub.
I mean, Golden Water just sounds like a bizarre business trip.
For
the pee-pee bucket dolphin meditation.
No, you go sleep in the pee-pee bucket. Ah, I'm already resting there.
It's so relaxing and so warm. It's like sitting in a bunch of hot wine.
Yeah, that's just sake, isn't it?
Let's go through preparation first, because you can't do this half-cocked. You must be prepared.
Let me prepare.
The ideal way to experience the meditation is while you stand in or near a body of water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But what if you're not near a body of water?
If you're not near a body of water mm-hmm. and you are doing the meditation indoors, it can be done with a bowl of water.
Can't laugh. This is a meditation.
Bowl of water.
It's like being near the ocean.
Dip my toe in.
Place a clear quartz, imperial topaz, or other crystal or stone in your choice.
They would happen to have like a shop online that I can order one of those just in case I need one.
They absolutely do.
They absolutely do.
That is interesting. That would be in the product and service catalog section.
Good.
DolphinEmpowerment.com.
Dolphin Empowerment? Goodness gracious. Dolphins are going to take over soon.
If you're indoors, the water in the bowl and the crystal or stone can later be taken and placed in a larger body of water to then merge.
Yeah, you can put a stone anywhere.
With all the water of planet Earth, the crystal will assist in anchoring and maintaining the energy.
And when Murray comes home from work and he sees the bowl of water just sitting out, how's he going to feel he's working 12 hours a day at the fucking mill?
Next thing you know, your dog's eating up a bunch of crystals. Right. Licking it with his tongue.
So, now that you have your crystals and your bowl of water ready, the meditation can begin.
Okay.
Begin by standing with your feet about hip distance apart and your knees slightly bent. Close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths.
Is this how you shoot a free throw also?
Dip your butt in the bowl. Pick up the quartz with your butt.
See yourself surrounded by a golden bubble of protection.
Ah,
it is filled with golden white light.
Good.
So much gold.
Visualize the skies opening up above you and a column of golden shimmering light coming down and touching you on the top of your head.
I heard that R. Kelly was saying the same thing to that 14-year-old girl.
Tiny gold sparkles begin coming down the column of light.
I feel like this is how Donald Trump just designs all of his buildings.
Now say, please fill my body and energy field with any colors, geometries, tones, or other vibrations that would assist me to raise my vibration and attain wholeness and wellness. Wait until it feels complete.
I'm just going to just try flax. Just have some flax if you want.
I love how sexy this is.
It's hot.
I'm a dolphin.
Imagine it beginning to excite and energize all the water molecules in your body.
Oh, hell
yeah. You see that where it is entering the ocean, the water is beginning to glow. Each molecule is being filled with divine love energy and is being reborn into its most pure and pristine form.
This would also be a great monologue over a kick-in, like, electronic beat.
Oh, yeah, wonderful, yeah.
The glow begins to spread out in every direction. This healing energy is cleaning up the pollution. It is regenerating the entire ecosystem from the streams that feed the lakes to the rivers to the oceans all over the planet. Hold this image for a moment.
What? Which one?
The cleaning the thing with your brain.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Suddenly, you become aware that you are not the only person on the shore.
Who's there?
There are hundreds of thousands of people all over the planet that are also standing with their palms outstretched.
And they're laughing at your small penis. They're laughing at you. They're all laughing at your small, small, weird-looking balls.
Now that all the humans are connected with you, send another beam of light out of your outstretched palm towards the ocean. This time, imagine it finding and energizing a whale or a dolphin. See it enter their heart and then spread throughout their body.
And then shoot at their ass.
Imagine them beginning to glow with the golden light of love.
Ah, nice, nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all the ladies do with me, man. Post-coitus.
Shit out their ass.
All the humans and all the cetaceans, that would be whales.
Okay.
You don't know.
Cetaceans.
Yeah. The study of whales is known as cephalology.
Oh, whoa. Interesting.
I've read Moby Dick.
Okay.
They are now one. The radiance of this light becomes so intense.
They're all just like one blob. I mean, disgusting, hammered together dolphin and whale blob.
Oh, call it a dollop.
Okay.
If you've ever read Animal Man, it's like when Barnaby spews all those monkeys together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
The radiance of this light becomes so intense that the entire Earth is bathed in the golden light, and it begins to radiate out into the atmosphere around the planet. The light begins to pulse, and the Earth the oceans, the cetaceans, and all of humanity are penetrated at the deepest level.
Marcus is really getting into this, everybody. You got to see him. You should have seen him pulsating right there. That was remarkable.
Feel what it's like to be one with the dolphins and whales. Feel the pulse of the golden light radiating.
I'm drowning. I'm a human, after all.
Shut up, Ben. I want to be a dolphin. I want to be a whale.
Now that you have become one with the dolphins and whales, tell them anything you wish for them to know.
I eat my boogers. You know, can you keep a secret, dolphin? Sometimes I eat peanut butter when I'm in the bathroom.
That's
taking
very
a dookie.
Can we get these humans out of here already? They got to stop doing that goddamn chant where they come to meet us.
They're creeping me every single time they come to tell me their fucking secrets. It's always something disgusting.
We literally live in a large toilet covered in shit and salt.
Sometimes I wrap pantyhose around my fucking balls until they get numb. And my dick
Dennis, blood. Is Dennis Rader here with us now? Is everybody doing these?
I just need to say something to the dolphins and the fucking whales.
You know what, BTK? We're going to ask you to leave. We're going to have to ask you to leave. You're not a whale.
But after you've told the dolphins and the whales what you want them to know, ask the dolphins if they have a special message for you.
Yeah, so you just pin her down, and then, you know, they try to fight at first, no doubt.
Hey, buddy, can you get me a Domino's pizza? Because I'm not getting any fucking cell phone reception here. I mean, I got this phone. It's a shell. It's a big conch shell. So if you could
how'd you find out about Domino's pizza?
Just don't even remember. I'm psychic. It's an energy grid thing. Just get me a.
Are you Jewish?
Meat lovers pizza, please. Have you met my wife?
Weird. She's just a big whale. Just a big. Nah, just get it for her. She's the cutest little dolphin with the fattest whale wife. Yeah, I can tell. You must.
After you've asked the dolphin if they have a special message for you, wait for a few minutes in silence while you receive their message. It may come as a voice, an image.
Let's wait.
Or
can we wait for
an
it?
Internal knowing. Okay, let us wait.
Let's just wait. Do you hear anything from the dolphins yet?
I mean,
I know my stomach is a little upset from that sausage and cheese biscuit.
That's not the dolphin, though. That's a sausage and cheese
biscuit. I thought that was the inner knowing that they were talking about.
No, that's your bad heart and your stomach problems. Let's see.
You need to take your pills.
You need to take a pill, yeah. I got something from a whale.
What is it?
What?
Turns out, whales love big black asses, man. Yeah! I can't stop thinking about them, dude.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
This whale is putting some great, great imagery in my head right now. Just the porno I watched last
night.
Wait,
how did the whales answer you yet if you have not yet asked them?
Because I asked them internally.
No, we're going to ask them. I think we have to ask the whale.
Oh, now we have to ask the dolphins.
You know what, guys? Sorry you caught me. And I this is not a podcast where we lie to each other. We're all friends. And I didn't get contacted by a whale. And I'm sorry that I made that up. And I'll never lie to our listeners or to you guys.
We're searching for truth.
I know. And we start muddling up with lies. No one's going to believe it when we actually tell the truth.
Now ask the whales if they have a special message for you. Wait for a few minutes in silence while you receive their message.
Still getting that black asses thing.
So maybe it's true. maybe it's true. Maybe you're special. We don't know. Maybe
he said it's an inner knowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it could also be what you're looking at on your phone right now as we do the podcast.
Yeah.
Now take a deep breath and open your eyes.
Thank God.
Smile, knowing you have made a difference.
Oh, my God. You make more of a difference giving a penny to the Salvation Army. That's amazing.
Take your water and your crystal or stone and place it in a larger body of water. Feel free to photocopy and share this meditation with others.
Which I just don't understand. It's on a computer screen. What do you mean photocopy and share it with others?
Well, you have to print it out if you're going to do it.
No, you don't. You just keep it on your fucking computer.
Yeah, how are you going to meditate if you're staring at your computer screen all the time? Fucking Gmail's popping up and telling you have a new message.
Yeah, you got to print it out.
I don't think these people are getting a lot of emails.
Not tons of emails from.
They're getting a lot of newsletters.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
No doubt about it.
They're getting a lot of updates.
Do we have time to get into Indigo Children?
Do we have time, Ben?
Yeah, we have a little bit of time. I mean,
I just want to get into the most obnoxious. This is the Indigo Children. This is this idea that there is a new race of beautiful, magical children that have been started getting born in 1980, and they are just perfect.
Okay, so now, so we're just changing gears entirely here.
Yes, this is so, these are things like the dolphins. The Indigo Children have an intricate, immediate understanding of the Earth's energy
ability
lines.
Of sonar.
No.
No, okay.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of.
Because they're mysterious and they hold secrets.
Ah, yes.
But this is this idea of various aura readers were like talking about how they're starting to see this new color they had never seen. They started seeing indigo, and you found out it's just kids that are just too fucking precious for the world.
So do these kids self-define?
They're the next race of human mind.
Do
they
self-define?
Is
it indigo, or do people say that they are?
When you go to the end of that website, go through some of the Facebook comments of people talking about them being indigo children.
And they're just precious, precious.
Well, they're just so happy
that
they found it. Did you see the Facebook things?
Well, do you want to go through the behavioral patterns of indigos first so we can know?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
This is also, you know, because you may be an indigo child.
You might be.
You are part of the saving grace of humankind. If you're listening to this podcast, I mean, you're already one of the elite.
Definitely.
You have exquisite taste.
Oh, yeah.
You love comedy. You love information. You love knowing how we will one day rule the world.
You pity us in
sure,
many
there's
ways.
Sure, there's some of that.
In there, you know.
Well, they are born feeling and knowing that they are special and should be revered.
Mm-hmm.
And indigo knows they belong here as they are and expect you to realize it as well.
Ah.
These children are more confident and have a higher sense of self-worth. Absolute authority, the kind with no choices, negotiation, or input for them does not sit well. The educational system is a good example.
No.
Some of the rules we so carefully followed as children seem silly to them and they fight them. Rigid ritualistic systems are considered archaic to an indigo child.
Mm-hmm.
They feel everything should be given creative thought. They are insightful and often have a better idea of method than what has been in place for years. This makes them seem like system busters. Adults often view an indigo as antisocial unless they are with other indigos. Often they feel lost and misunderstood, which causes them to go within. The old control methods like, wait till your father gets home, have no effect on these children.
Not a bit.
The fulfillment
unless their
of
father is Tom York from Radiohead. They listen to him.
Oh, absolutely, because he's, you know,
super indigo.
He's expanding
the rights. Fulfillment of their personal needs is important to them, and they will let you know. Now, here is how
I don't know. I feel like I'm an indigo. I'm an indigo child.
You mean you're a little prick?
Yeah, basically every negative quality that I have was just described.
It's just describing, like, girls. You might as well
pretty
just call the show Girls Indigo Children or call, like, it's like all of NYU's undergrad school.
It's every hipster girl I've ever met, no doubt about that.
Here's how you know that your child is an indigo child.
Mm-hmm.
They are strong-willed, born in 1978 or later.
You're a bad parent, number four, parent.
Yeah, creative with an artistic flair for music, jewelry making, and poetry, etc. Prone to addictions. That's you, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
That's you, buddy.
And me.
I'm pretty good with pottery, too. A lot of people don't give me credit for that.
Your jewelry is quite beautiful.
Yeah, no one's ever
seen it.
It's
just like a bunch of bent metal rods.
Yeah. You could technically wear it, though.
An old soul as if they're 13 going on 43. Intuitive or psychic, possibly with a history of seeing angels or deceased people, an isolationist, either through aggressive acting out or through fragile introversion, independent and proud, even if they're constantly asking you for money, possess a deep desire to help the world in a big way, wavers between low self-esteem and grandiosity, bores easily, has probably been diagnosed as having ADD, prone to insomnia, restless sleep.
I was diagnosed ADHD.
Yeah, or ADHD.
Super indigo.
Uh-huh. Has a history of depression or even suicidal thoughts or attempts.
Ben!
Every day.
Looks for real, deep, and lasting friendships, easily bonds with plants or animals. If you possess 14 or more of these traits, you are an indigo. If you only have 11 to 13, you're probably an indigo in training.
So fucking retarded.
And if you're an adult with these traits, you could be a light worker.
And this is from the woman who created the term indigo child, Nancy Ann Tapp. She has the fake career of telling people what colors their auras are.
Good.
And this is from her mouth. Usually each universal age is accompanied by a preponderance of people with that life color. For instance, now, most adults are either blue or violet, the two colors with the attributes most needed in this violet age of transition. During the next age, the indigo age, indigo colors will be the norm. The indigo phenomenon has been recognized as one of the most exciting changes in human nature ever documented in society.
This makes me understand the judges during the Salem witch trials, because I just want to, like, internally yell, burn her!
Burn her!
Burn this woman!
The indigo label describes the energy pattern of human behavior which exists in over 95% of the children born in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. The phenomenon, you know those kids that fucking harass you on the train when they get
they
off?
Yeah, they have terrible parents.
They're indigo
very
children.
Entitled, yeah.
Yes.
They're the reason America's going to fail and lose to the Chinese and the Russians.
This phenomenon is happening globally, and eventually the indigos will replace all other colors.
It's not true.
As small children, indigos are easy to recognize by their unusually large, clear eyes. Extremely bright, precocious children with an amazing memory and strong desire to be to live instinctively. These children of the next millennium are sensitive, gifted souls with an evolved consciousness who have come here to help change the vibrations of our lives and create one land, one globe, and one species.
They're fat.
The NWO.
The NWO.
And that's what that is.
NWO.
That's the fucking full, New World Order.
Absolutely.
That's
full
what
of
they're
indigo.
Saying.
I agree.
That's exactly what that's. We just fucking cracked it. That's it. And they're trying to
indigo
reverse.
Kids they're are creating the new NWO. They need to be stopped now. If you see an indigo kid,
fucking shoot him in the head.
You suspect somebody being an indigo kid, talk
Litch
to him
up on a rope.
Exactly. If he hangs and dies, he was not an indigo kid. Ah.
I got a feeling the indigos die real fucking easy.
Real easy. Put them in. Yeah.
Don't say put them in camps.
No.
No, like sleeping camps, like summer camps.
Put them in a room full of bees. That's what I say. Get them stung to death. They're fat. Their kids are dumb. They're fat. And they don't have. Their brains are worse now because they're all downloaded immediately. We had to remember phone numbers growing up, things like that. Kids are dumber than we
are. Kids are pieces of shit now.
Terrible creatures.
Well, the thing is, the indigo children are starting to be born, like, I mean, shit, what, 10 years before Henry?
Yeah.
Were you born in 88?
What?
87.
84.
84?
Yeah.
We're all old. We're all
old
men.
Ah, yep. What do you know? You're a young soul.
Certainly not 13 going to I'm no indigo. I'm a black.
It's going to be bizarre when you're 63 aura. Going on 12. May I have more muffins?
I'll tell you this. In these Facebook comments down there, indigo children really really like to say lol.
Yeah, do you read the top one of that one fucking fat dumbass at the very top?
Had a doctor friend who was interested in us indigos. So is Chad Huffman 40 years old? Yeah.
Chad Huffman at 40. Oh, all right. Good job, Chad Huffman.
So I thought I would get on here and print her something off since it's so hard to explain. And I must admit, I became more interested in the comments people had to make. Oh, wait, that's comments spelled wrong. Comments. One person said he studied the whole DNA thing, and I have to agree. There's nothing that's going to show a specific DNA change in one particular group of people, but I'm proof there's a new form human coming on this planet. Ugh. Indigo children have no concept of capitalization, punctuation.
They don't need it. They don't need grammar. Any of this. They don't need to wait till dad comes home.
Because they're ADHD or ADD, and they didn't listen in class. And sometimes you have to understand, you know, just
but when you're not listening, you're
things.
More important. That's what I learned.
You're dumb.
Yeah. I didn't listen either. I didn't do any work, and I passed all the tests. I'm great.
Yeah,
you know,
me
I'm
too.
An indigo child.
Right. I'm sure you picked up a couple of key punctuation marks, though.
You write a very good email.
I do.
Solid email.
I mean, no capitalization on anything, but...
Well, that's just to keep it fucking casual.
Sad, yeah. Why is the first letter in this word more important than the second or the third or the fourth letter in this word?
Thank you, E.E. Cummings.
Thank you.
Well, it has nothing to do with our DNA, he says.
No,
it has to do with what has come instilled in our hearts. One thing that scares me,
the real
though,
stuff.
Because your father worked too much. Whenever he saw you, he just gave you whatever you wanted.
And this is that.
That's what happened. That's all this is. This is awful.
One thing that scares me, though, is how it seems it's cool to be an indigo. It's one thing to find out and feel happiness to find out it's possible that you're an indigo child. But if you think it's cool, then you're no more an indigo child than you are a yellow child. I think that's racist.
That is racist. That's just straight up racism.
Trust. Who you calling yellow?
Now you're making it more racist. That's good.
It's not such a fun thing. Can you imagine being so hypersensitive and intuitive that you literally can't watch the news or read a newspaper because you can't stomach all the negativity or watch what humans are doing to each other or have a hard time going into public because you can feel what's going on in everyone's heads? And trust me, it's not good most of the time.
Can we just get back to dolphin rape? I hate the indigo, kids. I hate everything about this conversation.
Don't get me wrong. It's a wonderful gift, but to truly be a true indigo translates into how to truly understand how much pain there is on the planet and what we have to do to change it all. It's one thing to have the traits of an indigo and another thing to be one, but it's not ice cream and lollipops.
I'm going to punch this guy in the fucking face.
It's a disturbing privilege. What is the use of these people?
There is none. There is no use.
I think we
need to fight an active. They want to bring about the NWO. These are the type of people that are the foot soldiers mm-hmm. for the NWO. Mm-hmm. All right, they're watching the Mindy Culling project mm-hmm. on television. You know what I mean? That's what they're doing. They're out there.
I know it.
What's the name of that show?
The Mindy Project.
They're watching that show.
I know it.
They're watching Jay Leno.
They love it.
They're giving him ratings.
They chose
Seth Meyers to be the new late night host.
No, we need to eradicate indigo children.
The indigo children are the problem from the world.
I totally agree with you, and they're the first. It's the first war that needs to be fought in the global coming war with the reptilian and NWO overlords. We got to start.
I'm starting to think that these reptilians know what's going on.
That's why they created these stupid little indigo people. They plant these little dumb seeds.
So you're saying the indigo people are disinformation made flesh?
Yes.
The indigo people are pawns used by the reptilian overlords that are going to be just basically meat.
And we're going to have to soften the message
to get to the actual people in power.
They're softening the NWO message.
Awful. Okay, I got it. I got it.
All right, everybody. Well, we got to come. Well, thank you so much for listening. Hail Gain.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Thank you to Corey Griffin.
Corey Griffin coming out to my roast,
which was so sweet. It was so nice to see.
Indeed. Hail Satan. Hail yourselves, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Hail. Magustalations.
Magustalations.
Oh, yeah, Magustalations.